welcome to this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. The Tony-winning musical Memphis is currently on tour across America, and I talked to the star of the production, Felicia Boswell, as she was about to stop in San Diego for a week-long run. Felicia, who plays Felicia in the show, has had absolutely no training acting or singing-wise, but she's carving out a great career for herself. Besides landing as cover for the original Memphis star Montego Glover, she did the national tour of Dreamgirls and was also the standby for Aida in that show on Broadway. Felicia and I talk about life on the road, how a chance meeting with Memphis director Christopher Ashley led her to getting the touring job, and her advice to actors. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers because every little click does help. And don't forget to check out our actor resources page. You can find all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Felicia.
When did you start this tour?
We started the tour in October of last year. We opened in Memphis.
Wow, and how long, do you have like an ongoing contract, or do you sign like every couple months, or how does that work?
Well, the principals were signed for a year, mm-hmm. and then we had the option to renew or not.
Do you think you're going to renew? I mean, the year's a long time.
It just really depends on where I am career-wise. I want to move on if there's something to move on to. If I feel that, you know, this is something that I want to stay with a little bit longer. Everything is kind of up in the air right now. I love my show. I love traveling. I love the role. So right now I have no plans on moving.
So when you're on the road, how do you spend your days off? I mean, like, you're in Vegas right now. Do you go sightseeing, or, like, what do you do?
I am in my room. What other people do is what other people do. I am very focused on my work, and I always feel like when I'm in places like this, I'll have an opportunity at some point to come back and vacation. You know, no, I've never been here, and I was really excited about coming, and it's beautiful and exciting, and there's a casino in the lobby of my hotel, which is, you know, overwhelming. But for Felicia Boswell, I am so focused on my work that everything else is secondary. So, no, I have no desire, honestly. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. I just feel like I'll have an opportunity to come back through here as a tourist and vacation.
Yeah. So when your show starts at usually 8 o'clock, so what time do you start getting prepared and then head off to the theater?
Because our half hour would be like 7:30 for an 8 o'clock show, and then we may have fight call, so I may have to report as early as 7:15, 7:20. I like to be at the theater fairly early, so my process will probably start about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Traveling all around in the different climates, how do you, I've seen the show, how do you keep your voice in tip-top shape? Because you've got some belting numbers.
I try to take really good care of myself. I don't drink. I don't smoke anything. I'm proud of that. I try to rest as much as possible. I try to stay hydrated. I exercise. I try to eat right. But I do suffer from horrible allergies, and so traveling has not been my best friend when it comes to that. Sometimes I find myself in climates that it literally makes me hoarse, because it just, you know, it just takes my voice. But I've been very fortunate where I'm a vocalist where I can sing around trouble spots. So I just try to take care of myself as best I know.
What's been the worst climate for your voice so far?
I think it was when we were in Florida, because unfortunately, and I've always had issues with allergies, but because we didn't have a proper winter, things that are normally killed off didn't die, and so people that have issues with allergies, they're suffering more this season than other seasons. And, you know, this is information that my ENT has shared with me, that, you know, I just got to muscle through this year best I can, and hopefully we'll have a proper winter and a long winter, so that things will die off and we'll have, you know, a proper spring.
when you go to a new town and perform the show that first time there, that first night, even though you've done the show probably hundreds of times now, do you still get a tinge nervous?
I don't get nervous. I get excited.
Yeah?
I get really excited about sharing the story. I mean, again, I love my show. I love my job. I love the role. I love playing the opposite Brian Finkart. I think we have something amazing and beautiful to share every night. So I get really excited every night. Honestly, I get really excited about doing the show.
Do you always find you find some new sort of nugget every night, or how do you not get? I don't want to say bored, but make it, how do you make it not a job?
How do I make it not a job? Yeah. I love it. How do I make it not a job? I truly, truly love it. And I don't know what else to tell you. There's no method for me. You know, I've had no training in anything.
Oh, wow.
So there's no special secret process to how I approach it. It's just, I honestly and genuinely love what I do. No, you don't find new things every night, but every now and then, you know, the audience responds to something differently, or an actor responds to something differently, and so it changes the moment for you. And those moments are so beautiful. But I honestly really do love it.
How did you get your start? I mean, you just said you had no training at all. How did you, like, I know you're from Alabama, right?
Mm-hmm, I am. And my family had a gospel group when I was a little girl. And we used to sing on a Christian radio station every Sunday morning. And that started when I was about 5 or 6 years old. I've been in the business since that time. So I don't know my life not singing and dancing and acting and being a little ham. You know, I don't know my life without it, and I don't want to know my life without it. So, that's how I got started.
When did you know you're going to move to New York?
I always knew that I wanted, well, of course, you know, once I got more into musical theater, I understood how important it was to be in a place like New York. Of course, making that jump and making that decision of, okay, I'm going to go, it's a very scary thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of New York actors can tell you the same. It's like making the decision to finally go, it's a very unnerving thing, but it was the best thing that I've ever done for my career, honestly.
When you left and moved there, did you have like an agent lined up, or did you or housing, or did you just go there?
I had an agent that had been wanting to work with me for over a year, so that was a blessing.
That was awesome.
Yeah, because it's not very easy to get an agent. I really wanted to get there and sink my teeth into some things, and I wanted to have that support. So it was nice to already have someone wanting to work with me, and I'm still with that agency.
So you were originally Montego Glover's understudy on the Broadway run.
Yes and no.
No.
She had an understudy. I was considered a vacation swing. This is someone that comes in very tight moments and, you know, relieves people or makes it a whole lot easier when they are short-staffed, if that makes sense. So she already had an understudy. Her understudy was on vacation. So they were, and she was taking something like a 2-2.5 month leave. So I came in and auditioned for that particular moment in time. And I booked that, but I ended up getting mixed into the Memphis family, and that's how they, you know, basically found out about Felicia Boswell. So I wasn't, I was only her understudy for a limited time, on and off, because I'm a vacation swing. And I had an opportunity to go on a lot at Felicia Farrell, which was really nice, because Montego was taking some time off as well. So it actually just worked out in my favor.
Did they have auditions for the touring show, or did they just come up and say, hey, we love you, please?
You know, you know, it's a very interesting story, and a little irony that I'm here in Las Vegas. I had actually booked another show. I wasn't even available to do the Memphis tour. I had booked Nala in Lion King.
Wow.
In Las Vegas.
Oh.
I had already signed a contract and everything, and I really wanted to be seen for Felicia Farrell. I was really passionate about the project, really passionate about the role, but I wasn't available. And the director, Christopher Ashley, who is the artistic director at La Jolla Playhouse in San Diego, was actually in town in New York to start auditions for the national tour. And he happened to stop by the Schubert Theater, which is where Memphis is playing now on Broadway. And I was in an understudy rehearsal. He just happened to stop by. And I was in an understudy rehearsal, and he saw me, and he said, okay, I want to see that girl in an audition tomorrow. I did not think that, you know, it was going to happen. I wanted it to happen, but I knew how complicated it would be.
So you didn't even think about it. You just went to the audition, no expectations or anything. You're like, yeah, I might as well do it.
No, because I wasn't available.
Yeah.
I was not available. I mean, to the point of signed contracts not available. And I knew that it was going to be complicated. My agent knew that it was going to be complicated. But, you know, I went. And the rest is history.
That's awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Does your agent just say, hey, guess what? She got her dream. I don't know if this is your dream role, but she got the part that she actually, you know, truly wanted. And they just say, the Las Vegas says, okay, we understand.
Well, no, I mean, it wasn't that easy. But, I mean, there's lots that I won't discuss about that.
Oh,
moment.
No, yeah.
Lion King was very forgiving and very understanding, and they let me out of my contract, and I'm forever grateful for that. But, you know, I do hope that in the future, you know, maybe after the tour, I can, you know, have a little time to play Nala in Lion King somewhere. It's still one of those roles that I love, and it's on my list of roles that I've always wanted to play. So I hope to get an opportunity to do that.
I assume you've seen Montego work. Does that influence you at all when you take on that role?
Not at all. I mean, I think that she is an amazing artist, and you know what she's done with this role, how long she has been, you know, pouring into this role. it's inspiring, but Felicia Farrell represents a lot of women and a lot of African American women, and I love that. Christopher Ashley, he created these roles on what we bring to these characters, and you know, he never said you have to be like Montego or sing this like Montego. So I think that she's done a beautiful, amazing job with the role. I've always enjoyed watching her in the role, but I don't think about anything that she's done or brought to the role, because I really wanted to be able to create this for me and create it on me.
When you are performing the show or about to perform the show, what is the one song where you're like, I just can't wait to sing this, where you just love to be out there and belting away?
Well, it's not so much, oh, I can't wait to sing this, because that sounds a little self-indulgent. and that's not my personality at all. It's more of, I cannot wait to share this. I cannot wait to tell this part of the story. And that's Colored Woman.
What is your advice to actors?
You know, that's always an interesting one for me, because I've had no training. So I don't,
But that's awesome, you know?
I always say to little girls that I meet that are, you know, wanting to do this, you know, I say, you know, everyone's journey is different. And I have not had any training, but I implore you to, you know, pour yourself into as much as you can to hone your gift, to hone your talent, so that you can be the best that you want to be. And what I would say to an another fellow actor, a peer of mine, is don't stop dreaming, and that you can have it if you believe it. I really believe that. That is the story of my life. I dream it, I think it, and then it manifests right before my eyes. And I've been very fortunate to play lots of roles that I absolutely love. And I implore people to have that same drive and that same stamina and just watch these things unfold.
Thank you so much, Felicia, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.